My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, we've got new audio trickling in by the second. One group of the NBA punditry world says, what are the Cavs doing? Signing Mobley to this extension. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't forget, we have Zach Meisel at 8:40. Also, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, 9:20 today. Can't wait to catch up with my good friend. We live in the same community. We just did a podcast not too long ago, the Emerging Podcast Scene. Check it out. What do you know? Chris Fedor in today at 9:20. Of course, we have FML 745. So Jason Lloyd is in for Ken Carmen, and we are excited because football is finally here. And by football, I mean the occasional clips of guys showing up at, you know, various camps. Have you seen any of the Chiefs stuff? Jason?
Couple of throws.
They're excited. Couple of throws. You've got Patrick Mahomes bringing the television into camp for the first time. Some wondering if that's the beginning of the downfall of the Kansas City Chiefs. but it is music to my ears just to see some football, even if it's not really football. But we're going to have them down at Greenbrier, and a lot of the concentration is going to be on what that offense is going to look like for the Cleveland Browns. As we know, offensive coordinator was out, Van Pelt out, Ken Dorsey in. You got new O-line coach, still some debate. I'll get you on record right now, quickly. Who's going to be calling the plays this year?
Dorsey.
Your colleague, Zach Jackson, agrees. He came out with us last week, said just that. But what's the offense going to look like? Well, don't take Jason's word for it, because he doesn't know. Don't take my word for it. Who's to say? But how about Deshaun Watson, who appeared on the Dogs podcast on FanSided.
I'm super excited. I think everyone is super excited. I think it's going to get a little bit of, you know, a Kevin Stefanski and that NFL style. And then you're going to get a little Dorsey and that college style. And I think it's going to be a good mix of the skill set and the players that we have. Yeah, it's going to be very, very exciting. And I know that those guys want to be very explosive and want to score a lot of points and don't hold anything back, you know, until the game is officially over.
Where's the music going? If Ken was here, he'd have the music ready. Where is the music to get us fired up about the Cleveland Browns? We're getting the best of the two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski. Jason? Oh, he's starting to dance. He's starting to twitch. It's a throwback to when you went to Goodnight John Boy with us. My 40th birthday celebration.
That's right. Sweated all over the place.
Oh, to the oldies.
Are you checking to the pit? No, RIP, by the way. We had a lot of tragedy over the last few weeks. That was one of them. I had those VHSs. My mom had all of them.
I had the shorts.
And you had the shorts. Yes, the best of both worlds. You're getting Stefanski. You're getting Dorsey. I mean, what's not to like? You're getting some NFL. You're getting some, he called it college. You're getting some college. What does that mean, Jason Lloyd? And does that fire you up?
Ken Dorsey hasn't been in college since 2018. I just looked it up. He was the assistant athletic director at Florida International in 2018.
And that was just a between jobs job, right?
Yes. Yes, because really he hasn't been in college since Miami 2002. So what about that offense is a college-style offense? He's had nothing to do with college football.
I'm going
to
tell you something right now. We have a rule on this show. Once we start playing Michael Stanley, we don't poo-poo whatever led to Michael Stanley seconds after Michael Stanley. Can we try that again? Can we do this again?
Go ahead, Jason. Just tell me about Ken Dorsey, please.
Well, I just don't understand where he thinks it's a college offense.
Well, now we just have to shut off your mic.
Yeah, come on. Let's go. Mitch, you fired up?
Very fired up.
Best of both worlds. And he mentioned Florida International, so now we get an international flavor to it as well.
Wow.
I mean, we've got Joe Thomas in Germany. Why can't that be incorporated?
Is he calling plays from Germany?
Get him on the phone. It's probably 8 o'clock at night right now in Germany.
All we need now is Alabama Transatlantic. And
get them all. Do they have football in Guam? I don't know.
Big football island.
So, I mean, come on, Jason, we're getting there. It's the week. I get it. 32 teams, they're excited about their offense going into the year. Somehow the Washington football team is somehow excited about their offense going into the year. Somehow the Carolina Panthers are excited about their offense going into the year.
You could talk yourself into anything in July.
I am not new to coach speak, and mostly I roll my eyes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And a lot of that. But I do find it interesting. It's so rare, and this is something that, you know, we've all been trying to get our arms around. How you go to the playoffs, how your coach of the year is crowned coach of the year for the second time. How you get Jerry Jeudy, and there is some excitement around some corners of the football planet on adding another weapon like that. On Nick Chubb and the workout videos, right? And maybe getting him closer and closer to looking like some version of Nick Chubb that we're going to be excited about. There's all this stuff coming into play, and it's the excitement about training camp, and yet I don't know what the offense is going to look like. I have no idea, and they look like they're revamping the whole thing. That is rare for a team that made the playoffs. You don't hear a lot of teams that are making that are coming off a playoff year that ripped to shreds their playbook. Unless you don't believe they've really ripped to shreds their playbook. Unless you believe it's a lot of lip service. And unless you believe we're just going back to Stefanski ball next year.
No, I think they are ripping apart the playbook. Personally, no one's told me this. I think the way Flacco ran that offense embarrassed Deshaun. Like, it was, there was a lot of interceptions. But Flacco ran that offense exactly how it's supposed to look. Kevin's offense has never looked better than it did with Joe Flacco quarterback. True or false?
Yes, I would say.
Yes, he had some bad throws in there.
I would say he did have some bad moments, But, man, the good moments were really good.
It showed you what it's supposed to look like.
And those are the best thrown balls of the season.
And they had $230 million guaranteed, committed to him, and said, can't have that. Can't have that. What's he want? Whatever he wants, that's what we'll give him. And that's what they're doing. Whatever he wants. He has full control of the organization. You don't like the offense? You don't like the offense that a 40-year-old guy just rolled off the couch and made it look exactly how it's supposed to look? You don't like that? All right. Well, what do you want? We'll do what you want.
Well, I think that is what they will be doing. I do think in 216-474-0092, you just heard Jason Lloyd, that they're revamping the offense. It's got Deshaun Watson excited. You just heard him on that podcast. He certainly was excited. Maybe he felt like he was being caged in. Ironically, the best he played as a Cleveland Brown that second half against Baltimore, and I know he had a brilliant scramble, a Michael Vick-like scramble, really a vintage Deshaun Watson-like scramble that had the Ravens defenders looking really bad, and he had another nice throw in that game. But for the most part, it was a managed second half. Remember, he was banged up. Stefanski, I think, reined it in that second half. So you saw a lot of screens.
Yep.
You saw a lot of throws with not much in terms of depth of target. I don't think that's what it's going to look like this year, which is funny because that's what a lot of Browns fans are clinging to, that second half against Baltimore. But I don't think that's what the offense is going to look this year. I think the offense is going to look like what I think guys like Deshaun Watson are excited about. I think it's going to look like college. I think it's going to look far, far more like his experience, maybe in Houston, maybe at Clemson, than it looked like the last 2 years. And I think that does provide some excitement. I think if you're, you know, big time football X's and O guy, you might wonder to yourself, does that stuff work come playoff time? Now, maybe you've seen Patrick Mahomes in the spread from time to time, but yeah. I think Patrick Mahomes is just an entity all to himself. I think he can do any offense you throw at him and just make it work. I don't know that Deshaun Watson is there.
If it works, that's all that matters. If they have success with it, then fine. That's all that matters. But I do think that there's going to be a lot of just freelance, let him go back and just make a play. It's not going to be as structured as it was.
Which has moments of brilliance.
Yeah.
Which I expect to see. He's Deshaun Watson. You don't think he's any less of an athlete today than he was a few years ago, do you?
No, I think he's a great athlete.
I think he's still a freak.
Yeah, he's a great athlete. And if you can take advantage of that and put him where he's comfortable, then okay, fine. But it is funny to me that how much they talked about how much he loved Kevin's offense when they sat there in Houston in Rusty Harden's office and went over how it was going to look. And that's all gone now.
Things change. Things in the political realm can change overnight. I think things in sports can change. And yeah, I remember that. I remember Deshaun saying for basically 2 years how much he embraced this offense, loved this offense. But none of that matters. None of that matters today. New offensive coordinator, potentially new play caller, and a new offense that hopefully does bring the best of the best out of both Stefanski and Deshaun Watson. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.